Galnet News Digest, 28th of May 3310. We read the news so you don't have to. In this week's news, the Anti-Xenu Initiative declares war on humanity. The Thargoid War has changed. And the Pilots Federation zookeepers might, just might, be about to give us a glimpse of the Lacon Type 8.
Titan Haddad has now been destroyed, but in the 24 hours leading up to that momentous event, the Anti-Xeno Initiative deliberately attacked and destroyed hundreds of human AX pilots. The time between the destruction of the final pineapple ring of the thermal core, which happened at 3:30 on Saturday morning, and the moment the Titan overheats and explodes exactly 24 hours later, is an opportunity to rescue kidnapped human hostages and to ruthlessly butcher fleeing Thargoids, which are curiously incurious and just want to get away from the Titan as fast as they can. The problem is that the AX pilots, the ones that show up on the radar as solid squares, provoke the fleeing Thargoids into a far more aggressive attack mode, which makes the farming of Pilots Federation bounties far more stressful. The AXI consequently issued instructions to its members to kill those AX pilots before turning their sights on the Thargoids. This may not have been a highly moral stance, but it was effective. So many 40 million credit combat bonds were claimed for the destruction of Orthra's interceptors that the Pilots Federation has announced that it has decreased the bounty to 15 million credits, while increasing the reward for destroying interceptors capable of fighting back. Killing a Hydra is now worth 60 million credits, and the Basilisk, Medusa and Cyclops are all now worth more than an Orthrus. Pilots who witness the Titan explode are pushed back to a place of safety. However, pilots who went to sleep in their cockpits near the Titan, due to the very late time of the explosion, woke to find themselves deep within the highly caustic perimeter and were able to admire the destroyed Titan from relatively close up, prior to their ship dissolving away around them. The next Titan on the list is Indra. With more than 100 controlled systems, it would be much more of a challenge than Titans Tyrannis, Legong, Oya and Haddad. However, the rules of engagement have changed this week, bringing some hope that the Thargoid War might be over by Christmas.
Fighting back the Thargoid invasion could get easier, according to new information released over the weekend. With the increase in combat bonds for most types of interceptor, combat is likely to be a more effective way to oppose the Thargoids. Sabotage at the spire sites, missions, and rescue operations will henceforth all have more impact. But there's more. Instead of a gradual curve of vulnerability, Titans will be either virtually impregnable, if they have four or more systems under their control, or, if they have three or fewer controlled systems, they will be vulnerable. Now, there will be no doubt about whether it's time to attack the Titan. But how do we retake all those controlled systems? Well, firstly, it will still be harder to win back systems that are closer to the Titan, but it will no longer be exponentially harder. Taking those last few systems should now be more easily achievable. Helpfully, anti-Xeno combat zones will be present in all systems controlled by the weakest of the remaining Titans, that is, the Titan with the fewest controlled systems. Secondly, and this does all sound a bit complicated, performing any sort of anti-Xeno work in a spire site system also impacts the 10 furthest controlled systems from the Titan. This is more dynamic than it once was, so as soon as some of those systems reach 100%, the effects caused by actions in the spire site system will start benefiting the next most distant systems. Actions in a spire site can do as much as 85% of the work towards winning back those distant systems. So if 15% has already been achieved in-system, that system will hit 100% and be returned from Thargoid control on the next Thursday. If a spar site is taken back, the impact will be the full 85% on the 10 most distant systems. Thirdly, those 10 most distant systems will be clearly labelled as counter-strike systems, as will the furthest spar site from the Titan, making it clear which systems are the most vulnerable and can be won back first. Will this all help to make winning the Thargoid War easier? Probably. Will the majority of pilots still not have the faintest idea how it all works? Almost certainly.
The next edition of the Pilots Federation Monthly Showcase is nearly upon us. The so-called Frontier Unlocked Holovid takes place every 4 or 5 weeks and is used as a platform for members of the Pilot Federation to show off their hobbies, including motor car racing, keeping pets, designing roller coasters, fighting battles with mythical monster armies, and recreating long-dead lizards. In addition to all that frippery, there is believed to be a greater than zero chance that they might give us an early preview of the Lacon Type 8, rumoured to be a bulk hauler, which, like the Python Mark II, will be able to make more efficient and manageable use of the Achilles Aerospace Supercruise Overcharge Frameshift Drive. So, if you want to be able to haul Hutton mugs efficiently in a ship that's too big to dock at Hutton Orbital, be sure to tune in and see.
And that's this week's Galnet News. And if you've been wondering why you haven't heard from us much recently, there has been one Galnet article published in the last 3 weeks.